Take a couple deep breaths. Relax your jaw and your shoulders. Take another deep, full breath. Relax down into your heart. You need to just put your hand on your heart and take a couple of breaths through your heart. And I want to invite you to tune into your heart and just tell yourself the truth. What are you trying to consciously create that seems like it's not coming into fruition? It's just not happening. We're looking for where the gaps are. So notice what that is. And if you want to write down more than one thing, that's fine. If more than one comes up, or you can go back later and do this process again, you want to keep these sheets handy as well. So your second question here is, why do you want to create this? You know, why is it important to you? So go back to the, you know, why do you want to create this? And why is it, you know, why is it important? You might even be using something that you came up with the vision around. And just tuning into what that is. Okay, take a deep breath. Close your eyes for a moment. You got to tune into your heart for this. Don't get in your head for this question. Tell yourself the truth. Back door to the soul. What are you afraid will happen if you don't create this? What are you afraid will happen if you don't create this? Just tell yourself the truth and put it down. Feel free to share about any of this. Again, it'll help. And of course, any questions. Now, tune back in. This is going to be a really clarifying and really support you here. What is the need that's associated with this? You know, why you're afraid, what you're afraid will happen. What's the need that's associated with this? Another way to look at that is fill in this blank. I need this because. Or if I don't have this, I'm afraid this will happen. I'm seeing in the chat here, I'm afraid that if I don't create this, I won't be able to make it on my own. Yeah. And then let's go underneath one more layer. And what's the belief that's supporting this need? We've got a belief and that's supporting this need. So I'm afraid that if I don't create this, I won't be able to make it on my own. You know, got to look at and then underneath that, what is the belief that's actually supporting that? So what you have to do is tell yourself the truth. What am I believing that's supporting my thinking and acting and being this way? It's not going to sound sexy. It's not going to sound wonderful, but be honest with it. And to the example that I gave you, it's I'm not good enough to make it on my own. That's the belief. So that's the belief. When you get to that belief, and I'd like to see some other beliefs here too. That would be great to see. It'd be really helpful. When you get to the belief, the core belief, then underneath that, you know, I'm not good enough would be the core of that. So it's the I'm not good enough belief that needs to be shifted in order to build the bridge. So we have a lot of clearing processes that, you know, that you can use and the process of flipping around the belief, polarity process, you know, there's lots of clearing processes. I'm going to do something specific right now and give you a process right now around this. So the actual, bridge is to clear the belief that's driving the need. Now, there's other ways you can, sometimes it's a mindset shift. Sometimes it's a heart set shift. Again, we have lots of clearing processes you could use. You know, the polarity process is a great process to use. You know, the flipping your belief around. This is a part of you that, you know, again, it's like, you know, you're going along and you think you're getting there, but you've got a couple parts of you back there with, that have tied your car to the tree and you think you're going somewhere. You're just not going anywhere. Okay. That's what puts you, you know, in your gap. And so, anybody else wants to share a belief, that would be great, because that'll just help us, because everybody's got diversified beliefs, and I want to give some other examples. And so when I was in that place of kept falling into my gap, one of my beliefs was I had to do it all alone, and I had to uncover that. I wasn't really clear about that. It took me a little while to get to that belief, that I had to do it all alone. And if you looked at my history, I mean, you know, at, you know, like 12 years old, I'm being given a very small amount of money to eat on. And then I realize, you know, and everything else I'm providing for myself, I'm working for at a very young age. I learned how to take care of myself and be super independent. I learned that it came through my effort. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working or with effort, but it's not the only, you know, just that direct time effort is not the only way to create abundance by any means. And I had to look at my worthiness issues underneath that, because of course, now you can just look from the outside. Okay, well, if you're not given what you need, even as a child, then you've got to, you know, wonder, are you worthy of that? I mean, I really had to grapple with that and really own more of my own self-worth, which comes down to a more self-love. And I want to be honest. I believe that is possibly a lifelong process, because again, the more you expand, the more you see what's possible. And there's always more possible, which means upgrading more of you to get in alignment with that, which is just coming back to your wholeness. And I haven't reached my wholeness. I am on a mission too, but I'm not there. And I want to be, so I just have a really good sense of humor about it. And I know when I fall into the gap that, you know, as soon as I can get aware of it, I get my tools out and I shake myself off. And I do my best to clear those beliefs that are keeping me, weighing me down, okay? But directly, let's remember, they have to do with your need. Your need is always going to be in the gap, because when you are needing something, you're saying to the universe, I need this. You're saying, I don't have it. I need it. I'm empty over here. So you're going to get more empty over here. It's just the way the universe works. A couple other ones I have here is fear of losing my property with strain of financing, the startup, and fear there's not enough money. Yeah, big one. We all have money fear. I still can fall into money fear. Absolutely. And then, yes, worthiness really resonates with me rather than not good enough. See, and this is why it's really important to look at the belief in your own language, because, you know, it can be slightly different and you need to know what it is for you. Super, super important. So I want to thank everyone for the examples, because it really helps to bring in, everyone resonates a little bit differently. Okay, are we ready to get out of the gap? So you've got some tools already that you can use. Any of the clearing processes are great for clearing the belief. But I don't want to say this. I want to give you a couple other options. I'm going to give you a specific process here we're going to do together. And then I'm going to give you one other thing in the end. Okay, so we're getting right around there. So what I want to invite you to do is to you might want to journal something. You might want to, something's going to come up and you're going to write it down. That's totally fine. I want to invite you to tune in again. Take a deep full breath. Take another deep full breath. Slide right back down into your heart. Relax your attention, relax your energy. Slide into your heart. Take the stairway down to your heart. Take some deep breaths in and out through your heart. Just coming back home. Coming back to your wholeness, where you really have no needs. You are completely and totally taken care of. You're at home with Source. Take another deep full breath and really drop in. And as you drop in, just like a pebble in a pond, creating ripples out into the endless edges. Allow your awareness to expand. And expand. Like, keep reaching for the edges, but notice they're not there. There's just more space, more energy, more of you, more of the divine. Ever expansive universe. And bring into your awareness first what it is that you are consciously creating that you've discovered a gap around. And jump to the end and feel the fruition of that. Don't worry about details. Just feel how it is to fully immerse yourself in that energy, in the frequency, in the feeling, whether that's the abundance or the freedom or the absolute sense of peace or the ease and grace, whatever it might be for you, the adventure. Allow yourself to be in that energy. And take another deep full breath. And as if you are at the end of your road and you're looking back towards where you started, I want to invite you to notice the gap or gaps, but just focus on one between where you are now and where you're embarking on this particular creation journey from. And identify that gap. And you've already done the work to identify the need that's connected and the belief that's connected to this gap. And I want to invite you to see it as a road, and then there's a canyon or a gully, or maybe it's just a pothole. And I want to invite you to notice, how big is this particular gap? No right or wrong, just how big is and how deep is this gap? And don't go to the bottom of the gap, but I want to invite you to just look down and notice what's at the bottom, what's driving that gap, what's the weight, the anchor that's holding it down, what's that belief, whether it's worthiness or not good enough or just a sense of lack or whatever your personal belief is. Others can, but not me, you know, whatever it might be. And just notice what it is, and notice it and see it as if you were going underneath that pothole or underneath that canyon, and see it as this rock, this boulder, this anchor that's just weighting it down. And get curious about it for a moment. Get curious about it. And take a look at it. Notice what it is, or it might even be a who it is. And I want to invite you to notice the value that that anchor, that need, that gap has for you. What's the value of it? It's doing something so brilliantly for you, but it's weighing you down unconsciously. So if it's not good enough, well, by not being good enough, that allows you to not show up in some certain ways, possibly. It might allow you to hide. It might allow you to have a lot of excuses and not really get to what you're here to do. What is it that that does for you? What is it? So I want to invite you to notice, what is the value? Because when you notice what the value is, you get really, really clean with yourself about that value. That's step number two, noticing what the value is. And I want to invite you to look at everywhere else from this viewpoint of where that belief, that gap, that value might be playing out in your life. Because if it's happening in one place, it's happening in other places. So you have the opportunity to sweep this clean, to work with this. Even if you need to work with this more than one time, and that might be the case for something deeply rooted. So the value doesn't ever sound very pretty or sexy, or you don't really want to tell anybody, but tell yourself the truth. And notice where else it's playing out for you. And now I want you to have a huge amount of compassion for yourself. Just a huge amount of compassion for yourself. The part of you that locked in this need, gap, belief, value, was doing this, put this in place out of an act of self-preservation that you don't need anymore. And tune in to whether the part of you that created this need, this gap, If you can, and if you can't, don't worry about this, but if you can, tune in on, wow, all this, you know, when I, this was, it feels like a three-year-old part of me, you know, I feel like I'm a little girl sitting in a corner somewhere, or maybe, you know, I'm a teenager, or just notice this younger part of you. And I want to invite you, and even if you can't like get an age, don't worry about it. This is a younger part of you. And I want to invite you to just open up your heart, and as if you could take the arms and wings of your heart and wrap them around this younger part of yourself. And pull this part of you into your heart, where you are safe, where you are whole, where your needs are met. Everybody's welcome at the party. This may be connected to a particular part of your shadow, and that's okay. You can discover that. Take another deep, full breath. And I want to invite you to thank this part of you for keeping you safe in this way. Just thank it to the to the bottom of your heart. And I want to invite you to show this part of you some life circumstance, some memory right now that you can recall really easily, and it doesn't have to be related at all, where you have felt good enough or abundant or free or whatever it is that's the counter side of this belief that's in place right now. And it, again, it doesn't matter if it's related or not. It could have been a time sitting with your grandmother. It could have been a time when you were, you know, feeling successful in your business. It could have been a time where you, you know, were just painting a painting or creating something. Does not really matter. Doesn't matter. Just allow yourself to allow your that to come up for you, and for you to take this part of you into the feeling of that, sort of show it around like, oh, I do have this within me. I am able to feel this way, be this way. I have this in place in areas of my life. And if it's appropriate, I want to invite you to forgive this part of you for holding this gap, this weight, this anchor on this part of your path. I want you to forgive this part of you, which is forgiving yourself. And it may not be necessary for you, but it may be. And remember, in forgiveness, it's really about releasing the separation from the divine, releasing a gap we create to being connected with our divine selves. So you've invited this part of you on this journey of realizing that you actually have these capacities in some way, and inviting this part of you to release these old beliefs because they're no longer serving. They're no longer serving, and to come and play with you, to literally come and play with you in your co-creation. You can ask this part of you if it would like to help you. Would you like to help me in having more of this experience, creating this amazing thing that I'm on target for creating? If you get a yes find out how this part of you would like to help you. It's really you, and I'm just separating it out for a moment. It may be as simple as reminding you of something. It may be sitting on your shoulder, checking in once in a while, and maybe journaling, whatever it might be. And this part of you also may be completely done and just released, like, cool, I don't have to do that anymore. However it works out for you, it's all good. It's all good. And again, I want you to bring this part of you back into your heart. This is an integration back into your wholeness. If this is a very deep-seated part of you, it is. It may need to do this several times. It may need to be worked with. If this has got some very deep, you know, sometimes we have nested patterns. So that's okay. Just know that's okay. You know, you can only peel the layer that's ready to be peeled at any given time, but it's beautiful because we peel a layer and then we can bloom open some more. It's safe to bloom open some more and then we can peel another. You can do this process or any other clearing process that you need to around the gap, the need that is holding you down. I want to invite you now to look at your road or have a sense of your road between the beginning of your creation and the end, you know, the full fruition of it. And I want you to look at the gap. And maybe it was the pothole, or maybe it was the canyon, or maybe it was a gully. And I want you to look at it now. And I want to invite you to notice, is there, it's going to show up differently for you in different ways, depending on your reference system. Have you now created a bridge across it? Have you now created, instead of a canyon or a gully, maybe now you only have a pothole? Notice where you're at. Maybe there's not a bridge, so to speak, because the road has just flattened out and there's no more dip in the road, so to speak. If you still have any sense of a dip, that's okay. Just notice that you do. That's great. You're going to get to work with this, and this is beautiful. But notice the difference, even if it's just an inch. If you've got that nice flat road or literally a bridge, sometimes they show up as bridges for me, then you probably don't have more work to do with this particular gap, this need, this belief. So just notice where you are. And then just tune in for any inspired action that you need to, that would be useful. That's the key, useful for you to take to help with the full integration. And you can write that down and make sure that you take that inspired action. Take another deep, full breath.